Who says Sean Duffy isn't qualified to run NASA, Phil? He used to be a competitive lumberjack in northern Wisconsin who could speed climb 65-foot poles. That's like halfway to space.
Absolutely.
Or at least in the right direction. But seriously, Elon Musk and Sean Duffy, a.k.a. Sean Dummy, according to Elon Musk, got into quite a spat 2 weeks ago over NASA, and it's still erupting. The Hill yesterday called it a weeks-long Game of Thrones struggle for control of NASA.
Oh, boy. And I love Game of Thrones.
Well, not bad for a guy from the North Woods. We're going to talk about Sean Duffy, his suggestion that NASA be folded under the Department of Transportation, which he's in charge of, and who might win this battle royale on today's Center Stage with Milford and Hands, the Wisconsin State Journal's political podcast from the Sensible Center of Wisconsin Politics. I'm Scott Milford. I'm the opinion editor for the State Journal.
I'm Phil Hands. I'm the editorial cartoonist for the Wisconsin State Journal.
And we are two-fifths of the Wisconsin State Journal editorial board.
The more down-to-earth two-fifths.
That's true.
Are we?
Okay, a little background. Let's remember that Elon Musk, the billionaire SpaceX owner, also owns Tesla. He and Donald Trump were best billionaire buddies.
For a brief period of time.
They had the mostly fake
Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE,
which Elon Musk headed up and exaggerated wildly the savings. Nobody really hears about that much anymore. Trump basically sent him packing after deciding that Jared Isaacman, who was going to become, people thought, the head of NASA, Trump decided he wasn't going to be able to because he thought he had ties to Democrats. So after the big split, Sean Duffy's sitting over there in the transportation department, and Trump puts him in charge.
Because Sean Duffy will do anything for Donald Trump.
That's true. And now Sean Duffy on the Squawk Box, which is on CNBC.
Don't you just love cable news, Scott?
That's his wheelhouse.
That's everything this administration does is for cable news.
He suggested that he was reopening the $2.9 billion contract that SpaceX, Elon Musk company, had already got to build a moon lander. That he was going to reopen that contract because SpaceX was taking too long. Here's what he said.
In the first part of next year, Artemis 2. Is going to go out to the moon and back. They're not going to land this time, but this is the first time in 54 years we're going back to the moon. We actually right now down at Kennedy Space Center in Florida, we have the rocket alongside the capsule where it's going to hold our astronauts. The original timeline was doing this launch in April. We think we can do it in early February, which is really cool. Artemis 3 comes a couple years after that. Now, SpaceX had the contract for Artemis 3. By the way, I love SpaceX. It's an amazing company. The problem is they're behind. They push their timelines out, and we're in a race against China. The president and I want to get to the moon in this president's term. So I'm going to open up the contract. I'm going to let other space companies compete with SpaceX, like Blue Origin. And again, whatever one can get us there first. To the moon, we're going to take. And if SpaceX is behind, but Blue Origin can do it before them, good on Blue Origin. But by the way, we also might have two companies that can get us back to the moon in 2028. But again, we're not going to wait for one company. We're going to push this forward and win the second space race against the Chinese, get back to the moon, set up a camp, a base. And from there, we're going to figure out how we can actually get to Mars.
It's kind of surprising that they would reopen up the contract for this lunar lander, because everything we've seen from the Trump administration shows they have no respect for the free market. Who can do the job the best? It's all about who you know.
Well, but more importantly than that, it's who's been loyal and who hasn't, and who's on Team Trump and who isn't. And I guess Musk is still off of Team Trump. I think this is a shot over his bow.
Yeah.
I don't think Duffy's freelancing here.
No. There's no way Duffy is freelancing.
But what really got the headlines, Duffy has been serving as the interim administrator of NASA, and he suggested that NASA might be folded under the Department of Transportation. That's actually what got Musk to tweet, and I quote, Sean Dummy is trying to kill NASA. Should someone whose biggest claim to fame is climbing trees be running America's space program?
Now, is that fair to Sean Duffy? Because in addition to being a world-class lumberjack, he was also on The Real World on MTV back in like the early 90s. So, I mean, he was kind of famous for being a reality TV star.
Musk, he also, by the way, suggested that Sean Duffy has a, quote, two-digit IQ.
Ooh. That's not very high, right?
In the Trump administration, what matters is whether you look the part.
Oh, and Sean Duffy definitely looks the part.
Yeah, he's good on TV. He has a marketing degree. He did get a law degree, and he was a prosecutor for a couple years in Ashland County.
Okay.
So I don't know that he's a dummy, but compared to Elon Musk's pick for NASA, Jared Isaacman. I mean, Isaacman is a pilot and commercial astronaut, and he financed two space flights, and he's built multi-billion dollar companies. I'd say he might have an edge on Duffy there.
Duffy the lumberjack? Yeah.
It will be interesting to see who's got the upper hand here. I mean, Musk, people couldn't believe it when he took on Trump pretty aggressively.
Although, was pretty short-lived.
And taking on Duffy is probably small potatoes. I mean, yeah. Trump doesn't really care about his people being criticized. It's whether he's criticized.
I don't know if it's because Musk is so powerful and controls so much, but it feels like MAGA hasn't quite turned on Musk the way I thought they might after he went after Trump and the way he's going after Duffy. But that's because Musk is still really into owning the libs and living off of liberal tears, which is just as important to the MAGA right as being loyal to Trump is.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the Musk-Trump bromance is over for good. Remember when Ted Cruz ran against Trump, it was lying Ted. But then as soon as Ted gave up and endorsed Trump, he was beautiful Ted.
Beautiful Ted.
So I could see Elon still winning this and Duffy losing it. Maybe Duffy goes back to transportation only. And maybe Musk does get his guy in NASA. I mean, some of the speculation is who needs who more? Does Musk need NASA more, or does NASA need Musk and SpaceX more just to reach the goals that Duffy's trying to reach?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a rocket scientist. I'm a cartoonist, just like Sean Duffy. I'm not a rocket scientist.
And cartooning is not rocket science.
Yeah.
Editorial writing, maybe a little bit.
Editorial cartooning is more like brain surgery. You're doing more rocket science.
I mean, to be fair to Sean Duffy, one of Elon Musk's rockets did blow up.
I mean, it sounds like lots of them have blown. I mean, there's been quite a few setbacks with his SpaceX program in the last couple of months and years where, you know, they've had some successes, but for every success, there's just as many number of failures.
Yeah.
Because rocket science is hard.
Yeah. And in the Trump mindset, something like going to the moon, beating the Chinese to the moon. This is way more interesting than, say, climate change or SNAP food benefits or shutdowns. I mean, it's a very symbolic kind of superhero thing.
I mean, it's not ballroom important, but it's close.
And so you could see that they're operating under a tight deadline of Trump. It appears only has 3 more years in office.
Yeah.
And
well, you're being naive here, Scott.
And if Duffy can't get this done in 3 years, well, then it's not Trump's accomplishment, potentially. It's
President Buttigieg's.
Yeah. Or Newsom, or maybe President J.D.
Ooh.
Duffy, earlier this year, announced that NASA wanted to have a nuclear power plant on the moon.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that. Can we have Homer Simpson in charge of the nuclear power plant on the moon? So here's something that's fascinating, Scott. And so I love history podcasts. There was a good short history podcast on the space race, the first one back in the 60s.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we don't really realize is that NASA was really key to the United States making it to the moon. And NASA, having this overarching government agency, was able to find the best brains in the United States, make them work together, and we won the space race, which is weird because in Russia, apparently, in the Soviet Union, there were like 4 or 5 competing scientists working on their own plan to get to the moon. Mm-hmm. So even though it was communist Russia, they weren't actually working together.
Huh.
And it was the collaboration in the United States, not the confrontation that made us successful. And you kind of worry a little bit, will Blue Origin fighting with SpaceX lead us to not make it to the moon before the Chinese, who are totally government run?
And Blue Origin, of course, is Mr. Amazon Jeff Bezos. That's his project.
Yeah. It's such a weird world we live in where, like, these gazillionaires are all running these space companies. It sort of feels like, do they all kind of feel like Bond villains?
Yes.
But they're not quite Bond villains.
Yeah. It's hard to read Trump in terms of how he's viewing any of this, other than it sounds like he really wants to get us to the moon while he's the president and before China.
Yeah, and he doesn't really care how we get there.
No, and whether it's safe or whether it's with Bezos or somebody else, there was some talk even that Lockheed Martin might want to get in on this.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
What was also interesting is that here's another facet of this story. I read about this in the Washington Post, the Bezos-owned Washington Post story.
That's biased.
About this feud between Sean Duffy and Elon Musk, and that not just the space stuff, but Musk has got a whole bunch of contracts with Tesla, new technology, that are directly being, overseen by the Department of Transportation, especially the driverless car technology.
Right.
And the minutia of different modes of driverless vehicles and what hits up against highway rules and whatnot. And you got to wonder, does Trump care about any of that stuff? I mean, is Musk playing with fire that could really hurt Tesla? Because Trump cares about the space race, and he doesn't care about all these other things that Sean Duffy could do to overregulate Tesla and make their lives miserable in the short term.
Yeah, a lot of investors thought Musk was in just a sweet spot with Tesla and with SpaceX because he was Trump's bud, helped get him elected. All this regulatory stuff was going to be controlled by Trump. So he was going to get basically the sweetheart deals, and Trump doesn't seem to care much about process. He'll give a contract to somebody who he's buds with. So he was really had the inside track and has blown everything up here. After he didn't get his guy in NASA, he called the one big beautiful bill, big quote marks around that, as an abomination.
Oh, yeah.
As a disgusting abomination.
He also said that Trump was in the Epstein files. I mean,
And yet, I could still see Musk maybe getting back in the good graces here somehow. Like, maybe he pledges a whole bunch of money for the midterms.
I mean, so
for the Republicans.
Sean Duffy is definitely, in this feud, the more loyal to Trump of the two of them.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But loyalty is only, being loyal to Trump is only worthwhile of depending on what you can bring to the table. I think Musk can bring more to the table, and Trump loves nothing more than to find somebody who trashed him, and then twist the screws and convert him back to his side. And Musk can bring a lot to the table, and Sean Duffy maybe ought to watch out. We'll see. Who would care if Trump's like, Sean Duffy, you're out of a job tomorrow? Who would care?
Sean Duffy would.
I mean, I draw a cartoon about it, but that's about it.
I was looking up some of the editorials we've done on Duffy in the past, and I was reminded that Donald Trump had gone out of his way urging Sean Duffy to run for governor.
Oh, yeah.
Against Tony Evers that last time around. And Evers won.
Evers won. But Sean Duffy didn't run.
Yeah.
Didn't even get in the race because I think he had some family issues at the time.
He did. He had a child that had some health issues.
Yeah, so, God bless him for doing the right thing and taking care of his family in that situation. To Donald Trump, Sean Duffy couldn't be a better politician because looks good on TV.
Talks good.
Talks good on TV. Knows how to own the libs. Hates Madison. Hates big cities, is a proud rural guy, who also can dress, can fit in any swanky D.C. party.
And from a swing state.
So I don't think there, I mean.
Great hair.
So I just feel like he's ideal for Trump as a politician. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean he always has a home in his administration? I don't think so. I don't think anyone's safe in Trump's administration.
You remember back when Duffy was going tit for tat with Paul Soglin over communist Madison, and Soglin was pointing out that actually all the economic growth in the state is from our area, Mr. Northwoods guy.
And the Northwoods probably takes a lot more benefits per capita than the Madison area does.
Yeah, and no slight to Soglin, who can hold his own, but I mean, Sean Duffy's in a bigger, he's in a bigger swimming pool here against Elon Musk. A lot more money.
Yeah, the only swimming pool Paul Sondland's in is at Shorewood, reading his book and complaining about kids splashing him.
Well, no, he complains about Madison's mayor, too, Satya Rhodes Conway.
Oh, yeah, they don't like each other very much.
Remember, too, Sean Duffy was actually the easiest confirmation for Trump's cabinet. I mean, Tammy Baldwin went to bat for Sean Duffy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because she said, hey, I think the guy's going to stick up for Wisconsin. And actually, she's been right. I mean, well, she's been wrong and right. We editorialized against his idea to base federal funding on birth rates.
Which is ridiculously stupid.
Which maybe he didn't think it through with his two-digit IQ, according to Elon Musk. But that would really hurt Wisconsin because we don't have a high birth rate.
No.
But actually, he hasn't. I've been really surprised. You know, the BRT money is apparently still on track for expanding these efficient buses in Madison. I probably shouldn't say that.
Don't say it out loud. Don't let him know.
In case his staff or he listens to the podcast.
Of course he listens to the podcast.
So I'd say he probably has been relatively good for Wisconsin. He hasn't, you know, really embarrassed us, and he's probably doing a decent job. Air traffic control thing went haywire, but nobody really blamed that on him. It's been a bad system for a while. But getting back to him running NASA, which apparently he wants to do, or at least have oversight over, rockets to Mars are not the BRT. That's maybe an understatement.
Maybe.
But, you know, putting NASA under transportation, it does seem a little maybe deflating to NASA. Comparing sort of a highway project between Milwaukee and Racine to, oh, we're taking, we need a moon rover and a nuclear plant on the moon.
NASA, for my entire young adult life, was like, there was nothing better than being a NASA scientist. Like, that meant you were the cream of the crop, as smart as you could be. You worked at NASA, you know, and now you work at NASA and your boss is some civil servant in the Department of Transportation. Like, that doesn't feel right to me.
If you had a guess now who survives this, who would you guess, Duffy or Elon Musk?
I kind of think that Duffy's loyalty to Trump might win out in the end. Yeah. Because Musk is, you know, pissed off Trump and pissed off MAGA. And so I don't know, but I stopped predicting things about Trump a long time ago, you know.
I just don't know how Musk, he just keeps sticking around and it seems like there's the bad blood's gone. I somehow think he's due for a comeback in Trump world. One of the funniest things as I was reading about this the last few days was that Elon Musk is trying to get permission from the Department of Transportation for a new driving system for his Teslas and when they're essentially driving themselves.
Oh, I heard about this.
And the new system's called Mad Max.
Is there a worse name for a vehicle, like a driverless car, than Mad Max?
That, of course, was the 80s movie with Tina Turner.
Mel Gibson was the guy that was Mad Max.
Right. I mean, in terms of driverless cars on the highway.
Nobody wants something named Mad Max.
Now, maybe some people buying a Tesla would want that. And what it is a little bit more of a aggressive automated system.
Like it'll roll a stop sign.
yeah, literally.
Yeah.
That's what it was doing. He's trying to get that through the regulators.
Yeah.
And maybe he will through Sean Duffy.
Depends what Trump says.
If Trump says it's okay.
Yeah.
Maybe Trump's seen that movie 3 times and loves it. Beautiful.
That's a beautiful movie.
Maybe the stars align and both Sean Duffy and Elon Musk live happily ever after in space.
We can only hope so.
Our theme music is by Tube Tester.